Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Governor Pete DuPont, who's got a lot to say about politics, and that's what we're talking about. Governor Pete DuPont, I want to spend some time on Delaware, please, and because I really want you to, you're our Delaware representative. As I said earlier, this is our first chance to go local with you on a topic. Give us the lay of the land on Delaware politics. What were the chances? Well, I had a professor in college who used to use this term. He said the chances of a wax dog chasing an asbestos cat through hell. Weren't those basically O'Donnell's chances at one point in time?
Yes, but she ran twice before.
Yeah.
Christine did twice before.
Do you know her?
I'm sorry?
Do you know Christine O'Donnell?
Oh, indeed I do.
Yeah.
Indeed I do.
And I'm sure you know Mr. Castle.
And I know Mr. Castle very well. He was my lieutenant governor, and she ran against Joe Biden a couple of years ago, and before that she ran for something else. But
did you support her, or did you support Mr. Castle?
Oh, I supported Mr. Castle.
Yeah,
I was put on a radio announcement saying, don't forget to go and vote for Mike Castle.
I got you. Okay.
All of us, I just wanted to get
that on the record. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, all of us were totally surprised. And when you look at the map of Delaware, the city of Wilmington's up at the top, but basically Christine O'Donnell won all of the districts south of Wilmington all the way down to the Maryland border.
Would it be fair to say those were non-establishment districts?
Well, they are non-establishment districts. They're also
a
bigger population down there. That's one of the things that maybe have contributed. Newcastle County, where Wilmington and Newark are, the population grew just a little bit, kind of like 7%. Down in the lower two counties, the population grew by 23 or 24%.
Wow.
So that says that new people were coming into Delaware, and I have no idea whether those were the ones who voted that way. But some people decided that just like in other states across the West.
Bennett in Utah and Murkowski in Alaska?
In Alaska, the same thing.
Yeah,
and they just decided in Delaware, we just got to make a change.
I've got a quick question for you, then I want to get back to that point. When O'Donnell won, Karl Rove, in my opinion, and also Krauthammer, Charles Krauthammer, the Connecticut columnist who's on Fox a lot, those two people, more than anybody else, in my opinion, almost melted down over the O'Donnell thing, and I think to their detriment, to the party's detriment, to the detriment of politics, I think, because she won the election fair and square. She's now the Republican nominee. Why didn't they get behind them? And so my question to you is, how did you react after that happened?
Well, first of all, Karl Rove just was, you saw it on the air, and he just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Most of the people in Delaware couldn't believe it either.
Yeah.
But when somebody wins a primary, you got to support them.
Are you behind her now? Absolutely.
It's much more important that we get her in the United States Senate than we get someone from the Democrat side who's going to continue raising the taxes.
But if she just pulled off this upset, why would Rove and Krauthammer say she cannot win against the Democrat? I mean, how can you look at that kind of an upset and not believe that she couldn't do it again?
Well, the reason, I think, is that Chris Coons, the Democrat, has had a long time in his life in the political business.
But so had Mr. Castle.
And so had Mr. Castle. Those people are the ones that under the way Delaware was in the old days, would have been elected,
would have been elected easily. Yeah.
But Christine is a very good speaker, and she's talked
smart
all across the state. And so I don't know what the result's going to be.
Do you think? Don't you believe that she can win?
Oh, she can win.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm glad to hear you say that.
And she can win. And
but Rove and Krauthammer were saying that she couldn't. And to me, here's what I don't know about Krauthammer, because I admire both of them as thinkers, as political thinkers. But here's the thing about Rove. Rove, I think, is too much of a technician. He doesn't allow enough for the emotional and the intangible.
Hmm.
He's a technician. If you think about it, his job is to be a technician in politics.
And, oh, he is.
And I think he doesn't allow for the emotional and the intangible.
No, and he's actually he's coming up to Delaware about 10 days before the election, out at the university to have a debate on the whole thing. So we're
is he getting behind her now? Is the Republican establishment getting behind O'Donnell, or are they going to bail out of her like the way they indicated they might in the beginning?
No, I think the Republican establishment is coming along nicely. There's pieces of it, obviously a lot of Mike Castle supporters who just just can't believe it, and they haven't changed yet. But
wow.
When they look at the liberalism of the other side of the mm-hmm. Democratic Party nationally and locally, I think they'll come back, and Republicans will vote Republicans, and Democrats will vote Democrats.
Well, I think this
is what the independents going to do.
I think this was a case of where the Republican Party showed its bloomers a little bit, Governor DuPont, and it was not pretty. I put it that way. It was not in my opinion, as an outside observer, it was not a pretty moment for the Republican Party, and I was disappointed in a lot of folks. And I'm glad. I'm not surprised that I figured you supported Mr. Castle, but I'm not surprised that when the votes came in that you didn't say, okay, we've had an election, we've got a winner, and that's my candidate, and I appreciate that about you. Hold on to that thought. Governor DuPont's right back with us after these messages. He's the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Tim Tim, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.